Hey, hello, hi, welcome to Front Page Sack, the show where all the stories are made up and the news doesn't matter. If you know the reference, comment section below. But for the rest of you, this is very awkward. Let's talk about the news. I'm sure a lot of you on Verizon's network would just love to have truly unlimited data. Well, now you can, sort of, for a price and for a certain amount of time. Verizon has just announced a pay-as-you-go unlimited data option called Pop Data. It will cost you $2 for every 30 minutes or $3 for every 60 minutes. Now, I can see how this could be useful to some of you in certain circumstances. Like maybe you know that within the next half hour, you're about to watch a lot of YouTube videos. So you would pay for unlimited data for 30 minutes. Or maybe you know that you're about to download a shit ton of porn. And the best option is to just pay for unlimited data for a half hour, maybe an hour, download that porn, bada bing, bada boom, you're good to go. I'm not saying that I watch porn, I'm saying that you watch porn and that this is useful for you. Leave me out of this. If there's one thing I know you guys and girls love so very much, it is seeing leaked photos of phones that aren't officially out yet, because there's nothing quite like seeing a picture that looks like it was kind of taken with a calculator in some factory in China somewhere of a phone that might be the real thing and might not be. But I'll do you one better. How about a photo that is actually a good quality photo? It's not like a digital render, it's an actual photo of the HTC Bolt. Reportedly, it has a 5.5-inch display, which is a little bit larger than the HTC 10, 3 GB of RAM, 64 GB of storage, plus a micro SD card slot, and the camera on the back is an 18-megapixel camera. Other than that, all we really know is that the phone is going to be released worldwide, and in the US, it is going to Sprint. Really, HTC? Sprint? That's not disappointing at all. Apparently, the next big update for Windows 10 will be codenamed Redstone and will be released in March. Also, oh, that's it. It's looking like the whole made by Google thing is here to stay, and Google has been working on their own two smartwatches that will run Android 2.0. Apparently, the first one will be released in the first quarter of next year. Which makes me curious to find out what Google's plan for smartwatches and wearables will be. Because right now, there's nothing that really sells me in the whole wearables market. I don't want a smartwatch. There's nothing that makes me want one. So maybe if I see something from Google, maybe they do it differently and then give me something that I would actually want to put on my wrist. What do you guys think? Are you curious about a Google smartwatch, or are you just kind of like, meh? Comment section below. Facebook has finally made it easy for you to seamlessly stream Facebook video to your Apple TV or cast it to your Chromecast. Whoop-de-f***ing-daisy! A great way to keep your desk clean and organized is to take the crap that normally just sits up there and wastes space and hide it under the desk. Like your USB hubs. Doesn't need to be up there. But how do you hide it under the desk? How about an industrial strength roll from Velcro brand?
Just cut one piece, put it at the bottom of your desk, and then put another on the back of your USB hub. And then stick it. You're done.
Even cooler? This stuff can hold up to 10 pounds. If you want to buy it for yourself, I'll put a link in the description below. And that is the show. Yes, I will answer one of your questions in the next episode. So if you have any, leave them down in the comment section below. I'll answer one of them on the next episode. If you like the show or you learn anything, be sure to hit the subscribe button down below. Click it, a ticket. And also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech for all things Front Page Tech, updates and tweets from the team. I will see you guys tomorrow.